So today we are reading Shishi Vilapa Kusumanjali, verse number 84. O Devi, Goddess, can I serve your nectarian words with my ears and your comfort-scented smile with my eye? O Devi, Goddess, can I serve your nectarian words with my ears and your comfort-scented smile with my eyes, whether in separation or in meeting? Sri Raghunatha always relishes the stream of Radha Mohana's sweetness. This full transcendental bliss is sometimes relishable in the form of joy and sometimes in the form of anguish. The stream of loving pastimes that constantly flows in the abode that transcends the three modes of material nature can always be experienced in the heart of hearts of the most fortunate devotees.
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. So it was very short prayer of Raghunath, but very sweet prayer. And we can see here the importance of meditation, of pastimes, and also relishing that pastimes. And the special blessings is infused in this kind of practice. And that is that everyone who is deeply absorbed in the pastimes between Radha and Krishna can transcend the three modes of material nature. So this is the special blessings, special benefit, and power of lilas. All different pastimes are transcendental. So every devotee who comes into contact with these pastimes through his meditation, through his mental association, slowly and surely, by the blessings and potency of the pastimes, will transcend. He will not be influenced with the three modes of material nature. This is very important to understand and to accept and also to practice. Because sometimes there is some doubt can appear in the heart and in the mind of devotee. Am I qualified to meditate, to practice smarana, lila smarana? And our acharyas are encouraging such devotees. And they're saying, yes, you have to do if you want to overcome material nature, bodily concepts of life, three modes, three gunas, three modes of nature. So devotees who are on the perfect stage of their spiritual life, they are always absorbed in lilas. Gurudev sometimes say, with closed eyes or with open eyes. When we love someone, we always think about him, this person. When we close the eyes, we think about that person. And we have open eyes and doing something else, driving, working, writing, painting, playing something with kids, walking. We always, with open eyes, we are thinking, deeply in the heart about that person which we really love. So this love helps, greatly helps in meditation. Without love, it's not possible to have fixed meditation. But when the love is present, meditation on particular person whom we love is spontaneous. So when devotee is attached with Radhika, with her maid servants, then he is always thinking, feeling, meditating on them. And they are transcendental personalities. And because they are transcendental personalities, they are helping Sadaka to overcome three gunas of material nature. We should have a faith in this statement. So this is the most effective, most blissful, and we can say most simple way to overcome three gunas of material nature. To meditate on loving pastimes between Radha and Krishna. And Raghunath here in this simple prayer, he is giving us example how he is thinking and feeling about Devi, Sri Radhika, who is so beautiful, so blissful, so playful. He thinks about her with all his heart, not mind, with all his heart. He is thinking with the heart. And in that way, all his senses are automatically focused on beloved Swamini. All his senses. And he is saying, I want to serve your words, the sound of your voice, sound of your words, the meanings of your words. I want to serve by listening with my ears. So this is the result of deep meditation. And he is continuing, I want to serve you. How? By looking with my eyes, your smile, your beautiful, tender, nice smile. Behind it, so much meanings are present behind that smile. So we can see here very clearly, what does it mean to serve someone who is on that transcendental position? First, we have to accept our transcendental position, our spiritual identity, which is above three gunas of material nature, and then approach with our mind to receive association through our mind and heart of that personality. And the best way how we can serve that personality is to very carefully and tastefully listen his words and look on his face, because through the face many emotions of the heart are revealed. So this is the ocean in which Raghunath is always swimming and drowning.
Gaurang Sundarji, can I share it a little bit?
It's in the ocean.
So Gaurang Sundarji was explained very sweetly and nicely. And I found out, I think the same things in Virapaksha Manjari 94, some explanation. And Baba said, Jiva Goswami and Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan said, Bhakti means attachment or constant attraction to God. So, Gauranga Sundaraji said, if we love somebody, especially Ishtadeva, and then some attachment there, beautiful face, a beautiful sound of Uncle Bear, Mahatibina, whatever. A constant attraction is coming. Then we start meditate something. Actually, any meditation from beginning is okay. Like we try to ride bicycle. I was experienced, you know, from try to ride on bicycle. Then, you know, from beginning, always fell down. And then slowly, you know, okay, I can lie down a few seconds. Then slowly, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, and finally 1 minute. So our meditation is like this. And this Anandas Baba was very interesting saying, sadhana bhakti ripened into Baba bhakti, the absorption of the consciousness in Baba turns into Dhruvan Smriti. So like a Dhruvan Smriti is about meditation like a movie. So this is kind of riding bicycle. So from beginning for us, like a Nishta stage or maybe Ruchi stage, so our meditation may not continue so much. But we are practicing. One day, if we attain the Baba Bhakti, then Dhruvan Smriti, all Leela is kind of flow, like Gurudev. So this is our very hope. And he say, Baba say, this Dhruvan Smriti or Rati, actually Baba mentioned Dhruvan Smriti and Rati is equal, can be gradually attained by a sadhaka, by hearing, chanting, and remembering the great loving devotion of the Lord's eternal associates, like Raghunatha Das Goswami, like Torasi Machai. So this is a very interesting point. So we should not lose, you know, like hope. Because if we have hope, one day love is coming, Rati is coming, or one day prema is coming, Dhruva Smriti may come. That's Baba is encouraging us.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Sometimes these visions even appear in the hearts of ordinary devotees, like a lightning flash appearing in the sky. Devotional practice, yes. Devotional practice is meant to make this blissful experience stay steadily within the heart. When this practice of remembering God ripens, the bird-like heart of the devotee will fly up to the planet of bliss, an inexhaustible fountain of sweetness and beauty will then burst out before the devotee's eyes.
Radhe. So we should repeat again this part of commentary. Please.
Sometimes these visions even appear in the hearts of ordinary devotees, like a lightning flash appearing in the sky.
So this is what Jayanandaji was explaining to us, that even ordinary devotee, by the mercy, by the kripa, can receive this lightning flash, spurtis. And these kind of spurtis are special blessings and special mercy, special kripa, which he receives from Guru, Vaishnavas, or directly by the mercy of Srimati Radhika. Ordinary devotee. So like Jayanandaji said, we should never lose the hope. We should understand. It could happen also to me. And it can happen also to me. Because this hope is nourishing our strength and is inspired devotee, ordinary devotee, to continue in his spiritual life. So it is possible. It is possible that on the ordinary level of devotion, devotee experience some spurtis, some lightning flash, very short, like a blitz. I don't know an English word, but I don't. And we can see from the lives of saints, we are reading Vraj of Saints and saints from Bengal, how sometimes even the great devotees, they receive this lighting flash of Spurti and Radhika or Krishna or Radha and Krishna or Gauranga, they suddenly appear in front of them, but they don't recognize them. When the vision is finished, then devotees say, oh, what I missed. I didn't recognize them. How is it possible? And then he starts to cry and cry and cry. And this kind of crying is helping him to develop more attachment and more attachment. So what is my point? Why I'm talking? Because I'm encouraging myself that maybe sometimes it can happen that some spurtis appear in my heart, in my mind, but maybe I'm not aware of it then. It is normal, practically, because my mind is still absorbed in worldly things. This is his habit. And when some spiritual lights suddenly appearing in the mind, then he's not able to recognize, he's not aware, but his heart is changing. So this is the help of Radhika, Radha Kripa or Guru Kripa, that through these small realizations, short realizations, help sadhaka to grow and to ripen and ripen even more and more.
When this devotional practice is meant to make this blissful experience stay steadily within the heart.
This is the point. When these small lightning flash appear in the heart and the mind of the devotee, they purify the heart, they melt the heart, and result of this is that devotee is becoming more and more steady, fixed in his devotional life, in his devotional practice. So these hints, these flashes, are also present in the words of acharyas. When we listen, for example, the words, just simple, one-line words of Raghunath, we expose our mind and heart to receive these flashes. And these flashes, what he sees, what he feels, what he touches, hears, these flashes are coming in our screen of the mind and screen of the heart. So Shravana, like Maharaj, Janan Maharaj said, this Shravana and Kirtana is so important that through the Shravana, proper hearing, we can receive this Sukritis, that all these impressions, and these impressions will start to melt and to change the heart of sadhaka. Impressions. The more impressions we have, the more spiritual feelings will appear in the heart. So Baba is trying to encourage us, addressing sadhaka's ordinary devotees. Or sometimes he said neophytes. Or sometimes he said aspirants. So be patient and just properly connect your heart with the hearts of rasic devotees. Then the flow of mercy will just be infused in your heart. And automatically, visions, small light visions, flash visions will appear in the screen on the heart and the screen on the mind. So just by reading or listening or meditating on the words of this, on this line, simple line in these words, can I serve your nectarian words with my ears? Immediately, this vision which Raghunath has will appear in the heart of sensitive devotee. So, please, just jump that we can go in the flow with your sharings. I don't know who is here or there. Ah, I see Sunitiji. Gaura Chandra, yeah. Please.
Gopinath Pai also, yeah.
Gopinath?
Yes, oh. Gopinath Pai also.
Oh. Radha Charan, yes, please. Oh, Gopinath, yeah. See.
When this practice of remembering God ripens, the bird-like heart of the devotee will fly up to the planet of bliss. An inexhaustible fountain of sweetness and beauty will then burst out before the devotee's eyes.
So this is result. This is the goal of ordinary devotee. This is the goal of ordinary sadhaka, that his heart ripen like someone who already on that stage. So it is moment when devotee's heart will fly up to the planet of bliss. What is the planet of bliss? Where is this planet? Vrajalok, Vraj, Aprakata and Prakrata Lila, where Radha and Krishna always perform their loving pastimes. And this planet first appears in the heart of the sadhaka. And there is no difference in these two planets, these two places. The place where Radha Krishna has the loving pastimes, and the place in the form of Radhika's and in the form of devotee's heart. The heart of devotee is the planet, because they devotees always feel and meditate and think on their beloved Ishtadev. And they have Ishtadev in the heart, not anymore Paramatma. They are attached with Radhika. And she is established in the heart of loving devotee. She is strongly with how Baba is saying, steadily, because devotee has attachment. Attachment brings steadiness automatically. Mother is always who is always attached to the baby. She has steady love for baby. She doesn't have to make any extra endeavor to be steady. She is normally steady because she's attached. She's crazy out of love for her baby. That brings a steadiness. Because sometimes when we speak about different levels of bhakti, we think the things are going in some mathematical way, how it works, and levels are going gradually, step by step, years by years. But all these things are going simultaneously, and they nourish each other. Maharaj was reading how Baba increased rasa and rasa increased Baba. So attachment increase nishta, and nishta increase more attachment. The more devotee is on the stage of nishta, of steadiness, he is more attached. The more he is attached, he has more taste and he has more nishta, steadiness in his heart. So each level is nourishing each other and depends on each other. And when all these levels come together, they burst out, like Maharaj said, in Bhava Bhakti, in all emotions and appearance of spiritual body, Bhava Deha. All levels, Shraddha must be there, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartanaviti, Nishta, Ruchi, Ashakti, when they all come together, they bring like a laser devoted to the next stage of Bhava. And Bhava brings them to be more attached, to be more steady, to have more taste and more Shraddha. So this is the natural process of bhakti, how it works. It doesn't work on a way how sometimes we philosophically think, or maybe in the way of yoga. No, bhakti is completely spontaneous. Then sweetness and beauty appears in the heart.
The boundless waves of love that arise in the ocean-like heart of a loving devotee can be somewhat gauged by hearing the words of a great lover of God. When a living entity experiences this everlasting bliss, he attains his swarupa, his constitutional position. This is the attainment of victory for the Chaitanya Shakti, the potency of transcendental consciousness. This is the attainment of Swarajya, one's own state. Invigorated by Mahabhava, Srila Dasa Goswami relishes such a boundless bliss in both separation and meeting that his verbal expression are merely like a thin line on the swelling flood of the ocean of meeting and separation. The practicing devotee will experience that amount of bliss by adhering to this sutra, thread, or aphorism.
So, this is the end of this paragraph, and it's very clearly said how much intense feelings are present in the heart of Raghunath, who is absorbed in his swarup, his own state, his normal position, actually. And what he can do outside, just to pronounce some small little words and lines in the form of verses. Because no one can express this kind of realizations, this kind of vispurtis, samadhis, lilas, with his words. And no one can understand only through the words what's going on. So he is giving the hints which are coming in the form of tiny lines of these words, especially in this one. It's just one line. But this line is so full of his emotions, experiences of lila, that Sadaka, who is able to connect his heart with his heart, can receive everything what is in the heart of this kind of rasic devotee. And we should practice this practice by connecting our hearts with our Gurudev's hearts. When we learn how to connect our hearts, not ego, not intellect, with the heart of our beloved Gurudev, knowing his, how it said, own state, own position, natural position, then we will learn how to be connected in a proper way with such kind of personalities, rasic devotees like Raghunath, Rupa, and so on and so on. And for that, my personal humble opinion is also important one thing, to be connected in the heart with other devotees who are like-minded devotees, but really through the heart. And then exchange of love with devotees will bring steadiness and more inspiration for exchange of love with Gurudev and then with all other acharyas. And it will go simultaneously. The more devotee is connected with Gurudev, he will be more connected with his disciples. The more devotee is connected with Raghunath, the more he will be connected with all parampara line. So all these things are depending on each other, nourishing each other, intensifying each other, and coming together to help ordinary devotee on his path. And it said, aspirant will experience the amount of bliss by adhering to this shastra. Adhering, what does it mean? Follow these shastras. Isn't it? Or I have wrong translation. Adhering to the shastras. Adhering to the shastras, following the shastras, accepting the shastra means accepting devotees' hearts who wrote that shastra. We cannot separate the books of Raghunath from personality of Raghunath. We cannot separate the words, writings, books of Anantadas Babaji from his heart. His heart is expressed in these words. He doesn't have anything else.
Goranga Sundara Ji, I really agree your idea and your opinion. And I was experience here also. If between the devotees, we cooperate, we share, then Gurudev is very pleasing. I'm seeing. And each other kind of association and good relationship is feeling is more increasing. Even kirtan together also feeling is kind of increasing in front of the DT, etc. And also, Goranga Sundaraji was a very good point. This book or words and achara is cannot separate. Therefore, my understanding like this, it is said two kinds of Bhagavad. Person Bhagavad and Grant Bhagavad, book Bhagavad. And I was reading Anandas Baba's commentary. So he's saying, if we are not available to associate very advanced devotees, in that case, we should associate with book of Acharya. So that means Acharya feeling infusing this book, Granth Bhagavad. So therefore, even now, physically, Raghunath Das is not with us physically. Or Anandas Baba may not present physically with us. But if we reading their words, we feel it, their presence, especially in Siddha Swarup. So therefore, especially Virapaksha Manjari itself is great. Still, if we hearing from among the Rashika devotees and sharing among the devotees, then that taste become more tasty. Like Shukadeva was talking Bhagavatam. Like ripe fruit is very tasty. But Om touches this ripe fruits become more sweet. So similarly, this Virapaksha Manjari is very sweet. But if taste with Anandas Bhavaji Maharaj become more tasteful, and taste by Gurudev, and then more tasteful. And Gauranga Sundaraji is also tasting. That's also very much tasteful. So I feel, therefore, this among the association and sharing and reading, hearing, and sharing, that is, I think, one of the best process of attaining this Raga Bhakti. This I feel.
Radhe Radhe. Thank you, Maharaj. So we should see here how Baba is also, again and again and again, is preparing us for the next step, how to enter in Lila. To enter in Lila means to prepare the heart in the same tune, like a person who is explaining and talking about that Lila. Then vibration will come in the heart of ordinary devotee, when his heart is prepared. If no one doesn't want to add something.
Radhe, Radhe.
Yes, please, my dear.
Sorry. Yeah. Jainana spoke so nice that everything become more relishable.
Wow, Gore Chandra.
So I'm feeling forced to also distribute something. but I only enjoy the remnants of your sharing stories. So, yeah. You support me when I'm speaking lecture sometimes. So I also want to contribute to your sharings, although I don't like to speak so much because I'm really relishing. But we're talking very high level about entering the Leela. That really looks far for us. And I remember the story of Narada Muni when he got the darshan of Narayan in the womb of his mother for just a second. So there was no Leela. There was only darshan for a small part of a second. But then there was no question anymore of material sense gratification. It was over. He saw something so beautiful he could never again forget. Everything else in the material world is somehow empty, without taste, disgusting. So then there is no question of sarana anymore. You cannot forget. You are so attached. You want to see that beautiful Ishtadev again. Like when the gopis are blaming the Brahma that he make the eyelids, because when they close their eyes for just a second, a minimum of a second, then they cannot see Krishna, then they become upset. So I remember also Gurudev one time, many years ago, somebody asked him, how are the colors in the spiritual world? And Gurudev, he tried to explain the green in the Konja. But he could not explain. He say it's green, but full of feelings, no? You cannot compare with the green that we know in the material. This kind of green is so green, it's real green. So he could not find any words to explain that. And I think what we are trying to do with our sadhana, or so-called sadhana, we are just waiting for this one glimpse of something. For this we are praying. That some transcendental smell will come in our meditation, in our japa, or that the glimpse of green from the spiritual world has come, from the kunja, or that we listening once the ankle bells of Radharani, then everything material is over. I believe that. If I could just once get a glimpse of something, then I believe that has so much attraction. It captivates our hearts so much that we really develop rati, that everything else cannot be compared anymore, and that we are become really greedy. So we don't need to think about Leela and everything. I mean, Anantaras Babaji, he is pouring the mercy. Everything what he writes is so sensual. Everything is so fragrant. How he describes everything is so beautiful. It's made to attract all our senses, our ears, our eyes, our nose, our tongue. No, everything is delicious also, the remnants. So, but we only need just a glimpse of something, I believe. Oh, Radhe, for that we are praying. Yeah. Jai Ho, Radhe.
Thank you, Gaurachandra, for your nice sharing. And these kind of devotees are most fortunate devotees. Baba is writing in the beginning of the commentary. This kind of devotees who receive this kripa for this small flesh glimpse, like Gaurachandra said, is most fortunate, not because of their sadhana, so-called sadhana. No, And I also agree that our sadhana is actually is preparation, it's a waiting time. And who knows how long it will take. But we should have faith, hope, and also love. And this kind of devotee is most fortunate devotees, persons. Radhe, Radhe, thank you.
Can I say something?
I would like to say only a few words, if you allow me. I want to say that this one sentence that has really touched something, when Baba is explaining the attainment of the victory for Chaitanya Shakti, I was come immediately. I was thinking about this verse, the first verse. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. And I thought, yeah, this is the what whose victory is it? It's Swamini's victory. She is victorious. She is coming as Gaurangi, and she takes all, you know, these things away that are not auspicious, that are not helpful. And she gives the, like you all said so nicely, that we can have a feeling of what is really transcendental and spiritual. And our prayers and our hope for that is also very, very important and ongoing process. And I thought, when I think back some years, how I study or try to understand, you know, who is Chaitanya and what is my position, what is my relation, then if I feel it nowadays, there has been some, you know, changed. It has been somehow intense, more intensified, like Gurudev says, the intensifying of emotions. This, you know, this cooking down, boiling down, getting all the water out, getting all the creamy, you know, the creamy prema feelings, whatever they may be in my conditioned state. But there has been, you know, some feelings, and they, you know, they have been like some feelings that have been growing somehow, even if I don't have a lightning flash all the time. But sometimes it feels like something is coming. That is already, I think this is already something that we all can feel in our lives. There has been like a before and an after somehow. There has been something, even if it's only very little. And in the case of course, Raghunath Das Goswami, it is fully blossomed. And he's giving us this inspiration that how he feels when he gets this full realizations of Swamini's form. And Rupa Goswami also gets full realizations when he's chanting Mahamantra. We had also yesterday that subject that how to, yeah, to really feel the form and to see the hands and to see the face. Yeah. Right now, we are only, I am only practicing, and I'm praying, I'm hoping for this. And I know also my endeavors should always be more and more and more. I can never be satisfied somehow, because I always feel I don't do enough or I don't do intense. But when this comes, this Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam, when the victory comes for the Chaitanya Shakti, and Gurudev always says Chaitanya means conscious, means consciousness is winning over unconsciousness, means the desire to serve is winning over the desire to be lazy or crazy or whatever, non-service. Then this comes, then this is happening. And we, even if I don't have so many big flashes in my life, or I don't realize, you know, when the flash has come, like you said, Gauranga, still there have been some things where I can see before and after. I can still feel that I am on the right path. I am, you know, endeavoring, and the subjects have changed. Now the subject is the mercy of Srimati Radhika and the full understanding what is this, you know, relationship, how to become a Dasi, hearing from Dasis. I never had this before, you know. I never realized that now when Gurudev speak, I am hearing from a Dasi. Before, I always think, oh, I'm hearing from a guru. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing from any teacher. But now something has changed. So when I look on myself, of course, often I am critical. But to be positive, really, I need to see also what has changed in my feelings. When I'm reading now, I read in a different feeling. And I think that's what Gurudev is talking about, the condensed feelings. It's not only so, always something so extraordinary, but it can happen. It has happened also. But I feel for myself, the change of the feelings when I read or when I hear, it's already a big step for myself to feel encouraged that the process is going on and that there will be also the Param Vijayate, the victory for the Chaitanya Shakti, for Srimati Radhika, that she will take us, take me, take all of us. We are helping each other, like you said so nicely, in the realm of bliss, ananda, and service, of course, that will make it possible to go deeper and deeper. So thank you very much. This was so nice to listen. It's also nice. Everyone has a different feeling, different realization. And that is the beauty of the love and action team that I feel we are here. You also want to share something, Clara?
Radhe, Radhe. So nice to see all of you. did you ever see a Smith? This, you know, Smith, this fire. Who make iron hot?
Oh, blacksmith.
So there is this example: when iron comes close to the fire, then it create the same what is it in English? It becomes like fire.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, it is maybe brownish, no? This iron is brown if you see it, and the smith put it in the fire. Then slowly it becomes reddish, and later it becomes like yellow, and some sparks coming from this iron becomes very hot. And you cannot say, okay, this is iron and this is fire, because this quality has become one. And this is the most beautiful example. And there is one other quality iron become when it's in the fire. It becomes very soft. It was, if you see iron, you cannot handle a cold iron. But when iron gets the quality of the fire, it becomes soft like water, or like very easy to handle it. And in this picture, this is really simultaneously to our situation when we are close to our Gurudev, who have this quality of this fire. It needs some time. In the beginning, we are only a little reddish, maybe, if we are lucky, and then, but not soft. Then the softness
pero
is not
no suave.
There.
Suave no está.
And but if pero, we give enough time,
si nosotros le damos suficiente tiempo,
is waiting that we become reddish, and then he can create different forms.
Mm.
Especially how the iron, he can see what is the quality of this part of iron. What can I do with this? And then it's easy when he got this quality of softness, he can make the most beautiful things out of this part of iron. What we, before it was iron, and after it's a beautiful, I would say, a servant after this, moving also the form. And then we cannot say it is the same than before. And the same happened with us. We are, after the forming of our Gurudev, we become different. Our quality changed, and even our form changed. And we become a beautiful, useful form for our Swamini. This is always in the mind of our Gurudev. He will make some useful thing from Dasi from us. So, and maybe there are many different Dasis after all, and different services. But Gurudev is the expert who can create this speciality and get the best out of this part of iron what was before. No, he knows, he is the expert. So this is what I can, what came in my mind today when I listened to all of you. This fire is the beauty. And we are in this fire still.
Thank you. So nice. So beautiful. Thank you to both of you. It was really great pleasure to listen. So this is the proof, actually, how we are helping each other, and here how we are helping each other in to become steady and also more attached and to become more attached to each other on the spiritual level. So in all relationship, attachment is the most important. So when you bring 7, 10, 20 iron rods, which are completely in the flame and they are melting, you can put them together and to make really more fire and more light. So thank you very much. Someone wants to? Gopinath, I see you now.
Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Bhaiya.
I got stuck with one point. You were listening now, and it was about Spurti and how beautifully Gauranga Sundar described that. That in the heart of the ordinary devotee, it can appear, and we know that it can appear to the mercy of Gurudev, that we can get a flash, or we can maybe get a sense of an image or of a part of a lila, or as Gaura Chandra said, we can feel the green, or we can feel a fragrance, but still it's a spurti, right? So I was wondering, like, how can the spurti become a permanent stage? And I'm so thankful because Gaura Sundar just described the process. You know, we have to, like, our iron has to become gold. By Gurudev is the goldsmith who actually will mold it, that it becomes permanent. And I one time asked Kesha Baba and also Gurudev about this, that, like, why is it not coming permanently? Why is it not flowing permanently in us, you know? Like, even if we kind of understand it, that this is the transcendental realm, but it's not staying with us, you know? It's again disappearing, maybe. Like, you know, we listen something and we feel so attracted to it, but the next moment it's already gone. And then Kesha Baba was saying, you know, with a smile, that spurti is one thing, and it can come by the grace of Gurudev and Radharani, but staying there is another thing. And same question I asked to Gurudev, and both Keshava and Gurudev said that it's like waves. Waves come and go, right? One time the wave is high, but then after again it goes slow. So this is our spiritual path and we should accept it. But when the wave is high, we should ride it. We should know how to ride this wave, because that wave will take us a step further, like Gaura Sundara was saying, you know, like it takes you, or Suniti was saying, you know, that something has changed, right, Suniti Didi? Like the feeling has changed, and then the next wave comes and it goes again a bit further. I feel again, like, oh, this time, oh, I'm listening, I'm feeling it differently when I listen to Gurudev, or when I listen to my dear brothers and sisters, or when we listen to Anantaras Babaji. So we have to ride this wave, Gurudev said, like, because the next wave will bring us closer. So now my thought came, okay, but I actually don't know how to ride. You know, I'm very bad at surfing. I just know how to fall very good. That I know. So then I thought, okay, I'll just take Gurudev's wave, you know. I'll just try to ride his wave, because my wave is anyway low. My bhakti is low, but his bhav is high. So I just have to actually ride his wave. Same goes for when we read Anantadas Babaji, or I can take Baba's wave, you know, because Baba's is always wave is always high. So I just have to take his way, because this is the mercy of the Parampara, this is the mercy of Mahaprabhu, that the waves are there. We just have to take the waves, so then also our bhav and feeling will increase through that. So we can actually be very fortunate that even we have no sadhana, I have no sadhana, I have no prema, but by the mercy of Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, and the rustic devotees, I can actually try to ride with them on that wave, and that will take me a step closer to become really immersed in Prema Bhakti. So I don't know, it just was some feeling which came up now while listening, that how we can, like, always increase, how we always can increase the ingredients and the feelings, is that we have actually the mercy of our Gurudev, our Guru Parampara, of the Acharyas, that their waves are so high that we can actually, you know, jump on them, and then it will also take us more deeper and more intensify our spiritual impressions. Thank you.
Radhe, Radhe. Thank you, Gopinathji.
Beautiful. There was a friend of mine, he is practicing this wave riding and with kiting. There is I think one with air, they have a, was heißt Fallschirm? The name has a Gleitschirm.
They have a board on the, and they have a stick on the surfing board, and there's like a wind can guide them also. Paragliding or
yes, like this.
Something, yeah,
we know. Yes. So there are three. There is the person, there is the water, and there is the wind. And he told me that in the beginning it is like if you learn to drive a car, so you have to think about every step. So now how to put the gear on and how to give gas and how to control this. But after some time, it becomes some kind of automatism. And he said that after a time, you become one with the wave. So you become a relationship to the wave. And it comes, it's getting a part of you, and you a part of the wave, so that there is a relationship. And Gopinath, this is very simultaneously, right? To us, if we ride this wave and we do it first time, okay, it is complicated and maybe we fell down, but then again, we have to try. And after some practice, we can feel this wave, and maybe we become one with this wave, or we can say with the mood we get from our Gurudev. He is giving the practice how to ride the wave. We can copy him like this. He is training us. But after some time, we become, we feel the wave. And we go in a relationship with this wave of Bath, in our case. Then it becomes a part of us. It's such a nice example, this from the wave.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you. Can I say it a bit?
Yes.
And this playing is surfing. And now I'm, bad Muridanga player. But I every day try to follow Satchinandana Baba. And then interesting is happening. From beginning nothing follow. But if we do practice every day, even though I did not know personal practice, I just go arctic, just following, try to follow his mood, his way, his verb. And then interesting, slowly by the mercy is something happening. Maybe Gopinathbhaiya also experience, and then slowly something, something could follow. And so therefore, this is, I think, sadhana. So every day we practicing. So this meditation also, we go every day to see Gurudev. Sometimes Gurudev give some comment. Sometimes we don't understand sometimes. Or understand maybe 30%, 50%. Then again meditate. Then slowly this is catching more and more. And also between the kind of among the devotees association helping because like say I really appreciate Gauranga Sundara Ji's explanation because of which I cannot do this. Also Gauranga Sundara also which I cannot do like you because you are Mr. Fix Stai Baba. And Suniti also, I cannot explain like Prem Bhakti Chandrika so sweetly. I cannot explain like Suniti. Uttabaji is also wow, I have not kind of love and kind of realization. So each devotee has specific ability or specific feeling. Like sometimes I hear from Gopinathbhaiya, oh my God, wow, he's such so much deep understanding, deep meditation. Or Gaurachandra also sometimes, oh my God, wow. Like this. So this is also practicing, we are doing sadhana. Also, Gopinathbhaiya says sometimes spirit comes, but cannot continue. Like I'm feeling like, this is kind of leader, kind of separation and meeting. So if we are really greed, then more feeling coming. Why I cannot see, kind of more strong feeling coming. Then Radhika or Gurudev give more mercy. So like kind of this kind of competition, doing sadhana, doing association, this kind of wave of flooding Shakti, wave of Rasa is coming. This we need association. That is I feel, every time listening class. Even also, I don't know, I have just, information collector, So I don't know. But so by your mercy, slowly, I also, slowly, I may even little bit, if advance day by day, is this fine? One day, something happening. And also, I was feeling day before yesterday, we are celebrating Paramagurudev's appearance day. At that time, I felt, oh my God, Paramagurudev is so merciful to us. Because, sometimes father, sometimes, little hard, sometimes very heavy because of some responsibilities there. But the grandfather, grandmother is not like that. Full of mercy. So I was realizing, oh my God, we should also take Shirita Gurudev also same way. We should pray our Parama Gurudev. Because always Gurudev is saying, if you pray Parama Gurudev, any desire you can feel. I also believe this. So this is a very nice practice, praying, meditating, practicing, even though we are failing, fall down, but again try to ride on. Again, this kind of, we can do all our association, help each other and go each other, go enter together. That is, I think Gurudev's desire.
Radhe, Radhe, Janaji. Thank you, all of you. Radha Charan, you want to say something? I see your hands are up.
Yeah, actually,
he's ecstasy.
Yeah, sometimes hiding.
You want to say something? No.
Okay, Janaji just gave us introduction for the next part of reading. And he was speaking how grandfather can be more softer than the father. And we can see here special relationship with Radhika and her grandmother, Mukara. So it is very nice to see this special relationship between grandmother and granddaughter. And Manjaris who are witnessing all this lila, all these talks, and it is very, very, very nice that we can enter also in this, to feel this relationship and to relish this relationship. Radhe, Radhe. Please, Rasamayi.
After Tulasi relished Mukara's nectarian words, now she wants to taste the nectar of Radhika's word. Oh, Radhe, I want to see you smile and hear your nectarian reply to Mukara. The nectar of your words is mixed with the camphor of your soothing smile. When will I see and hear you smile and talk at the same time? Someone who drinks water mixed with camphor pleases both his nose and his tongue. Similarly, both my eyes and my ears will understand your word. The face is the index of the mind. Those words that are not revealed through the heart are revealed through a smile.
What to do? I cannot resist. So beautifully is explained this subtle emotional relationship between Radhika and her maidservant. In this very conflict situation, when Mukara saw the signs on Radhika's body, I think some garment from Krishna. She saw that, and she was very doubtful, suspicious. And she was talking, asking Radhika, what is this? Is it Krishna's garment on your beautiful body, my lovely granddaughter? And now, Tulasi, who is witnessing this, she wants to relish Radhika's words through her smile. So this is unique words which Radhika is expressing through her smile. And Baba is giving beautiful explanation and says, the face is index of the mind. So everything can be visible on the face. The state of the mind can be visible on the face. When the mind is morose, the face is little bit blackish. It's also all the movements, gestures on the face, and the color of the face is a little gray. And experts of this can easily understand the state of mind of each person, very expertly, because the color of the face is showing the state of mind. But also, the state of heart can be visible in the eyes. When the eyes is so much in love, the heart is so much in love. I'm sorry, my broken English is useless. Then this state of heart, which is melting out of love, is so clearly visible in the eyes of person. So much light appears in the eyes of such kind of person. Because the heart is burning of the light, of the love, and automatically light bursts out from the eyes. And the face also is so bright. So sometimes Raghunath is addressing Radhika, "Oh, Sumukhi, girl with the face which is brightening face, out of love, out of sudden meeting." So to enter in Manjari Bhav, we should tune our hearts with the hearts of sensitive devotees. And this art, because this is really art of feeling, we can learn from them because it can be infused in our hearts. And Raghunath is an example of someone in whose hearts all Radhika's emotions are infused. And because of that, he is drinking with the ears her words, and also he is relishing and hear the smile of Radhika. Hear the smile of Radhika, because he knows what is behind. We will not speak now, but he knows what is behind this smile. And behind this smile is all Radhika's expression. Just behind this tender, soft smile of Srimati Radhika. And for us, ordinary devotees, it's so important to tune our hearts with him, because we will also understand this hidden language of the heart. Because the eyes are talking this kind of hidden language. And this is especially in Parakya Bhava is prominent. And there is no sadhana how we can learn this art of listening, seeing, relishing, no sadhana. How to hear the smile of Radhika. There is no sadhana for that. Only by the causeless ahaituk mercy of Guru, Guru Manjari, and all Radha Dasi, Anu Dasi, Anu Dasi, Anu Dasi. Anyway, many things can be said, but I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
I have one technical question on this point. This grandmother, Radhika's grandmother, I just asked Suniti. Normally, when in India, when there is a woman is married, she entered the house of the husband, right? And now this question came to me: what is it Radhika's grandmother, or is it the mother of the mother-in-law? Because what would her natural grandmother do in the house of the mother-in-law?
As I know, and maybe someone knows more about that, actually Mukhara is coming to visit Radhika in her home of her family-in-law. Because like a grandmother, you know, she's very eager to see her granddaughter. And the problem was because she suddenly came.
Uh-huh.
No one expected her. So Manjaris couldn't prepare Radhika.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For her visit. So Mukhara, grandmother, catch her granddaughter on the spot.
Oh, yes, her, yes. Ah, yeah, but, yeah, yeah.
You understand? But the beauty is that actually Mukhara, she knows the secrets of Radhika's heart. And she knows that very often she's running away. She knows in the heart she is very favorable to her granddaughter. Because this is the rasa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Vatsalya rasa, which Mukhara has with Radhika. And she's like a grandmother. She's always favorable. It doesn't matter what granddaughter is doing. She's always favorable. But she doesn't want to say openly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not proper rasa.
Yeah.
But she's using these words. Oh, Radhe, what's going on? What's happened to you? Because she's taking care about her to quickly remove these Krishna's garments.
God, yes.
That no one else can see. But she doesn't say, oh, I know that you have been with Krishna. No, this is not Vatsalya mood.
My, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's the
point. Yeah, yeah. It makes it more juicy. My God.
Yeah, that's more juicy. That's the point.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much. Super.
And also, maybe I'm wrong, but you know, like say father, mother, they only see the child is kind of dear Vatsalyavasa. But the grandfather, grandmother is a little bit different, little bit distant there. So therefore, they also desire to meet Radha and Mohan. But they, you know, kind of Indian culture and, you know, Eastern culture, they don't say directly. And his and you know, her Mukhara's rasa is very kind of sometimes opposite, sometimes very favorable, and mixing. So this is especially Indian way, you know, sometimes say something, but indicate different way. So which Gauranga Sundara just say, you know, this is very interesting. Also, this pastime is actually two versions. One is Mukhara version, one is Jatira version also. So therefore, Gauranga Sundara, he say, visiting, see, always care. So that's rather.
So actually, Gauranga Sundara, you so nicely said, Mukhara actually knows the secrets. Grandmother knows what's going on. But she loves so much to see her granddaughter in this situation first, and she comes also to externally looks like she's coming to expose her because she comes as a surprise, but internally she comes to save her, right, from the situation, from the in-laws, that the in-laws won't find out, as you said, Gauranga Sundara. So she has a very beautiful role in the Leela, actually. But she creates this very atmosphere where, again, the Manjaris are required, no? Immediately to change the garments, to tell Mukhara, oh, you're blinded, you're old lady, you're just seeing the sunlight, you know, that's making your eyes yellow, right? So she again gives the opportunity for the Manjaris also. So we are very thankful to Mukhara for this Leela, no? That she always comes as a surprise. But inside, she actually comes also to save her granddaughter from more troubles.
Radhe, Radhe. So nice. This is the reason why Raghunath is praying to Mukhara in Vraja Vilastav. He's praying to Mukhara. All words, I don't know, I cannot repeat, but I know that he's directing his prayer to Mukhara. So.
Wow.
He is glorifying her, but he knows in which mood she is. And like Gopinath said, and he has experienced how this lady is helping Manjaris in their seva.
So beautiful, unbelievable.
And what I think is, it's not only helping the Manjaris in their seva, it's also increasing the love of the Manjaris, because the Manjaris can feel this Radhika, and Radhika's heart is, the love in her heart is increasing because of her grandma. She is so in love with her, and the Manjaris can taste this love.
So, one more point. One more point is when I listen that, then I can imagine that when a person like Radhika is leaving the home, how much pain must be in those who are stay there, who cannot go with her. So this is too much separation. And I think this is also one point we have to see in this when I watch it, like Gauranga Sundara said, no, when she is so much missing her. Because if you have such a beauty in your family, you will miss her every moment. And that we also can remember this feeling of missing Radhika. So maybe we also have to take her example. If Radhika is not here where we live, we have to go to her place where she is. We have to we also have to go Vrindavan to meet her.
Just one more thing. I just felt now that what Rishishri was saying, that moment increases again the feelings. And I was thinking, like, there's no moment for the Manjari to rest, actually. You know, the night Leela is over, they come home. They just want to relax a little bit, you know, like has been an intense seva night. And then the grandmother appears, you know, again alert, you know. So there's, like Gurudev said, 24/7, no, like it's again a meditation, like never to rest. You know?
Oh, no. And every moment there is a chance to serve. And
every moment we have to see like this. Yeah.
Wow.
Now Arti Seva. So Anandaji is going for his Mridanga Seva.
I want to share one more thing. So I never listened that Mukara is visiting Radharani in Yavat. Possible, I don't know. But I know that every year Radhika is going home to Varshana from Yavat for 1 month, I think also in the late spring or early summer season. It is also like a great festival. Every year she is going home to Varshana to visit her home and her mother and father and living there in Varshana again for 1 month around. I listen to that. And that is for Radhika. It's such a beautiful time because she can go out of the control of Jatila and Kutila. In Varshana, again, she can feel home and she can meet Krishna more easy. She is little out of control from Jatila and Kutila. So maybe the Leela happens then when Mukara entered, but also possible that she is visiting in Yavat. So, and then I wanted to say something. It is said that the eyes are the windows to the soul, we say like that. Through the eyes, you can see the heart or soul. Gauranga Sundar explained so nice. And once I had a quite shocking experience. I went from Vrindavan once. I went to Sri Lanka because of getting new visa. And I met some Buddhist monks, especially one Buddhist monk. And when I met him, little talking, I noticed his eyes. So they were very pure and deep, but empty, like looking like into the nirvana, the nothing. So it was really shocking. I was really surprised because the eyes of the bhaktas, they're always shining. No? There's so much feelings in the eyes. You see Gurudev sometimes, when he is in ecstasy, his eyes are full of emotion. But I see this Buddhist monk watching in his eyes, very deep, very pure, clear, but you can see emptiness is there. It was really little shocking experience to see that. Maybe you also can, if you meet some Buddhist monks, they practice it many, many years, maybe you also can see that. So the bhaktas are different.
Radhe, Radhe, thank you. Thank you. Such a living example from the life. Yes. Life and love are coming together. When there is no love, there is no life. Only love can bring life. And it's visible on the face, in the eyes, in the words, in all appearance of person. Love can be visible. And every one of us has his own experience, I think, that we, when we have been in love, especially first love, then all our aura is lightening. And elder people, they immediately understand what's going on and say, are you in love? Because it's visible in the eyes, in the face, in the movements, gestures, even in the talks. Because they have experience. Are you in love? Oh, don't speak with him. He's in love, you know. He's not normally. So, and it's completely, like Gaurachandra said, it's completely opposite of someone who is lifeless, who doesn't have a life, because he doesn't have a love in his heart. Radhe, Radhe. Wow. 2 o'clock. I'm very happy that devotees have been so inspired to share. It was really very nice. I think that we catch the main points and the rest we can meditate or read so that we can go deeper in this subject, which is so sweet and brings complete little bit different angle of approach to our meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's churning the rasa from different perspectives. Radhe, Radhe. Thank you, Rasa Maharaj.
Radhe, Radhe.
I'm sorry, you wanted to
Radhe, Radhe,
read
you.
More?
No, I'm so happy to listen. Very happy.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda.